This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has listened to those he calls his African-American friends and has changed the date of a political rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma from June 19th to the 20th out of respect for a date that celebrates the end of slavery in the United States. Amid massive street protests against racial injustice, Mr. Trump had faced heavy criticism both for the timing and location of his rally. Tulsa is a city where white mobs massacred scores of American blacks during 2 days of violence in 1921. Some historians put the death toll as high as 300. A few hours from now, the president will make his first commencement address at the U.S. Military Academy in West Point, New York. It is not without controversy. 1,100 Army cadets will be graduating. Mr. Trump's decision to do the address in person is in conflict with New York State's ban on outdoor commencement crowds of more than 150 people because of the coronavirus pandemic. As a military installation, West Point is exempt from the rule. Still, social distancing will be the order of the day. New York has lost almost 31,000 lives to COVID-19, with a case count of close to 381,000. The future U.S. Army second lieutenants have been in quarantine for the past 2 weeks. The ceremony is closed to parents and friends. A cloud hanging over the event, growing criticism over what many people, including some from the defense establishment, past and present, view as the president's efforts to politicize the military. Among them is threat to use federal troops to deal with racial equality demonstrations in American cities, and his inclusion of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley, in a now famous Washington photo op with Mr. Trump holding a Bible in front of a church. Milley has since said it was a mistake for him to go along with it, that it violated the principle of keeping the Defense Department out of politics. Donald Trump and defense officials are also at odds over the idea of renaming American bases to honor the memory of Confederate military leaders. Pentagon says it's open to the idea. The president says he won't even discuss it. This is